In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni, Sancte Spiritus, replet tuum corda fidelium et tui amoris in iis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabuntur. Oremus Deus qui corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus illus et loquisti da nobis in iudem Spiritu recta sapere, et de eius semper consolatione gaudere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Cor Maria Immaculatum. Nos cum prole pia.
Benedica Virgo Maria.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. As consequence of Our Lady's cooperation in the work of redemption, she became not only co-redemptrix, but mediatrix and distributor of all graces. And Mary has us given her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of all grace. So it pleased God as to distribute all the graces which He wants to give us through her. To distribute graces through this way, this street, this means, Our Lady. And the first miracle, so to speak, in the order of grace was the sanctification of St. John the Baptist. And his first miracle in the order of nature was the changing from water and wine at the wedding feast of Cana. In both miracles, and there is a deep, deep truth in it, happened by the mediation, the intercession of Our Blessed Lady. And this rests the teaching of the Church from universal mediation for graces by Our Blessed Lady. And Mary is mediatrix of all graces in virtue of her ineffable union with her spouse, namely the Holy Ghost, dispenser of all graces. Father Madaway explains what that really means and what does this imply. He says, Our Lady is mediatrix in the sense that no petition of man can come to Christ except through her. Also no grace or favor comes from Christ except through Mary. She is the one member of Christ's mystical body who mediates between the head and the members, helping to apply to every one of them the very least gift that flows from the head, namely from the sacred heart, to every least member of the same mystical body. No prayer to God or His saints ever gets a hearing at the throne of infinite majesty unless offered for us by the Queen of Heaven, her Son. And you should meditate about this mystery, the mediation of all graces by Our Blessed Lady, and as a scriptural text, you should really take these two miracles. The miracle of grace, the sanctification of St. John, Luke chapter 1, verses 39-56. And Mary, rising up in those days, went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. And she entered into the house of Zachary and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And hence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me. For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has regarded the humiliation of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. He has showed might in his arm, he has scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their seat and has exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty ways. He has received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and she returned to her own house. And then the miracle in the order of nature, by the mediation of our Blessed Lady, the wedding feast of Cana, St. John, chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, and his disciples, to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. And Jesus said to her, Woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said to the waters, Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purifying in the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus said to them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus said to them, Draw out now, and carry to the chief steward of the feast. And they carried it. And when chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward calleth the bridegroom. So this meditation of Mediatrix of All Graces is extremely important, since it plays a major role in the teaching of St. Louis Quinault de Montfort, in the teaching of the true consecration, in the teaching of the total consecration, which we will talk later on more in detail. And also remember what we said last week about it, the Mediatrix of All Graces. He himself writes in his treatise of the true devotion in number 83 to 86 following. He says it is more perfect because it is more humble not to approach God of ourselves, without taking a mediator. Our nature, as I have just shown, is so corrupt that if we rely on our own works, efforts, and preparations in order to reach God and please Him, it is certain that our good works will be defiled or be of little weight before God in inducing Him to unite Himself to us and to hear us. It is not without reason that God has given us mediators with His Majesty. He has seen our unworthiness and our incapacity. He has had pity on us, and in order to give us access to His mercies, He has provided us with powerful intercessors, with His grandeur, so that to neglect these mediators and to draw near to His Holiness directly and without any recommendation, it is to fail in humility. It is to fail in respect towards God, so high and so holy. It is to make less account of that King of Kings than we should make of a king or prince of this earth, whom we would not willingly approach without some friend to speak for us. Our Lord is our advocate, our mediator of redemption with God the Father. It is through Him that we ought to pray in union with the whole Church, triumphant and militant. It is through Him that we have access to His Majesty of the Father, before whom we ought never to appear except sustained and clothed with the merits of His Son, just as the young Jacob came before his father Isaac in the skins of the kids to receive his blessing. But have we not need of a mediator with the mediator himself? Is our purity great enough to unite us directly to Him, or by ourselves? Is He not God in all things equal to His Father, and consequently the Holy of Holies, as worthy of respect as His Father? If through His infinite charity He has made Himself our bail and our mediator with God His Father, in order to appease Him and to pay Him what we owed Him, are we on that account to have less respect or less fear for His Majesty and His sanctity? Let us say boldly with St. Bernard that we have need of a mediator with the mediator himself, and that it is the Divine Mary who is the most capable of filling that charitable office. It was through her that Jesus Christ came to us, and it is through her that we must go to Him. If we fear to go directly to Jesus Christ our God, whether because of His infinite greatness, or because of our vileness, or because of our sins, let us boldly implore the aid and intercession of Mary, our Mother. She is good, she is tender, she has nothing in her austere and forbidding, nothing too sublime and too brilliant. In seeing her, we see our pure nature. She is not the sun, which by the brightness of its rays blinds us because of our weakness, but she is fair and gentle as the moon, which receives the light of the sun and tempers it to make it more suitable to our capacity. She is so charitable that she repels none of those who ask her intercession, no matter how great sinners they have been. For as the saints say, never has it been heard since the world was the world that anyone has confidently and perseveringly had recourse to Our Lady, and yet has been repelled. She is so powerful that none of her petitions has ever been refused. She has put to show herself before her Son to pray to Him, and straight away He grants her desires, straight away He receives her prayers. He is always lovingly vanquished by the prayers of His dearest Mother, who bore Him and nourished Him. All this is taken from St. Bernard and St. Bonaventure, so that according to them we have three steps to mount to go to God. The first, which is nearest to us and the most suited to our capacity, is Mary. The second is Jesus Christ, and the third is God the Father. To go to Jesus we must go to Mary. She is our mediatrix of intercession. To go to God the Father, we must go to Jesus, for He is our mediator of redemption. Now the devotion that I am about to bring forward observes this order perfectly. And in your meditation, you should use the imagination to think of the image of Our Lady, which she gave herself when she appeared to St. Catherine Labouré, right, with those rings on those fingers, with precious stones who shine all over the place to represent those graces, and she puts her hands down, and from those hands go rays out, which resembles all those graces which she mediates for mankind. For your spiritual reading, then, you read the Secret of Mary, number 35-42.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen.